This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine arrived at the state health lab in Denver this morning. Health Department spokesman Scott Bookman called it a monumental and historic day.
You know, this is the beginning. This is the gateway to the end of this pandemic, right? We need to shore up our healthcare system, and we need to protect those who are most vulnerable. And this vaccine is what allows us to start doing that.
A respiratory therapist in Fort Collins got the first shot. Colorado is set to receive nearly 47,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine in the first round of distribution. Organizers of an effort to recall Governor Polis have filed for an extension in Denver federal court. Colorado Politics reports they cite an inability to collect signatures during the pandemic. The organizers' private Facebook page says they've collected nearly 200,000 signatures out of the 1 million needed. The annual Geminids meteor shower begins tonight and will be active through Thursday. Astronomer Doug Duncan tells Colorado Matters that the asteroid fragments are about the size of a grain of rice.
These little bits of rock go from Boulder to Denver in 1 second. That's their speed. And so when they burn up, you get a nice meteor from a very small rock.
Duncan says the best time to view the meteor shower is around midnight tonight. The shooting stars should be visible to the naked eye. 26 in Denver, 24 in Vail, 26 in Grand Junction. Snow in the forecast for the Front Range overnight. This is CPR News.